Page 142 at the bottom of the page is the Apostles' Creed. We speak together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our sermon text, John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There are many who confess the creed. There are many who say, I believe in God the Father. And it goes on to say, the maker of heaven and earth. The maker of heaven and earth. Many say this, but they do not understand what these words mean. The first article teaches us that God is the Father, the creator of heaven and earth. And if he is the creator of heaven and earth, well, the meaning would therefore be that I am God's creature. I am not God, and he is. Everything I am, my body, my soul, my reason, my senses, is a creature, not a creator. I believe in the one who is the creator, and he has made me and everything that I am. Furthermore, if I believe that God is the creator of heaven and earth, and not only of me, he has also, well, created things that are outside of me. And yet they are not God either. They too are a creature. He has given to me, well, clothing. He's given me food, shelter. He has given me, well, other people, a good husband or wife. He's given me children. The world in which we live, the fields, the meadows, the mountains. He has given us, well, animals, pigs and cows and all of these. Besides this, he provides for us things as simple and yet as necessary as water and air and fire. Everything that exists, then, is comprehended in that little word, the Creator. Creator of heaven and earth. He has created it, and thus I believe it. In the divine service, we begin with some versicles after the invocation, the maker of heaven and earth. That is the creator. So everything is based upon that. Not only I myself, but all the other things around that God has created. There is nothing that I come encounter with in this world which is not that which has been created by God. And this leads me to my next point, that thus, this article also teaches us that you do not have yourself of yourself. That is, not even a hair of your head did you create. But in fact, God himself created it. You would not have a sheet of paper. You would not have a speck of dust in your belly button if it weren't for God who created all of these things. If God had not created it for you, you would not have it. No matter how small the thing might be, it is all encapsulated in the word that God is the creator and he has done it. And so to say that I believe in the God who is the creator of heaven and earth is a rather humbling confession. For you see, I cannot be proud. I cannot be proud and say, well, I made this. It's mine. It belongs to me. Nor can I even say that I have preserved my eyes so that they see, or preserved my feet so that they walk, or I cannot give these things to myself, and I cannot keep them by myself. All of these things are made by the Creator, and he is the one that not only made them, but he is the one who preserves them. And thus, to say that God is the creator of heaven and earth, I said it dashes down our pride. In fact, this article may very well humble and terrify us, for we realize just how out of control we really are, and who then is the one who watches over, preserves, takes care of all things. You see, when we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, we do not really believe it, or we would believe these things as well. And so I ask you, how many people in the world actually understand this word creator? For you see, if God is the creator and we have been created and all the other things have been created, then I say, if you didn't make it yourself, thus you can't determine how you are to take care of it. You cannot determine what you are to do with it. And so if God created all these things, I say to you, then for what purpose has God given them to you? Why do you have them? And you will realize that we sin against God by doing what? By coming up with our own ideas about things, by deciding, well, I'm going to use it for this purpose. And thus, we sin against God not only with our tongues and our lips, when we decide, I'm going to use this mouth to curse, and I'm going to use this mouth to tear down, and I'm going to use this mouth to say things that will hurt or harm my neighbor. And thus, God has given that to you for to do that? I don't think so. God, we sin against him with our house. We sin against him with our money. We sin against him with our wife. Why did God give this particular gift to you? That you might use it in selfish ways? No, God has created all of this for us. And he has given them to us. And so this idea that all of these things are a gift of God, and if they are a gift of God, then we owe it to him to serve and obey him, to take these things which he has given and by means of his word say, Lord, how am I to use this particular gift that you have given? That I might use it in a right way, that I might use it in order to serve God. God speaks of us, of loving our neighbor, serving, that I might use it to thank and praise him, that he might be given the credit, that we might enjoy God's good creation and that we would praise him, that we would see, ah, this is a gift of you. You've not only provided me a boat, but you've provided me fish to catch. And you've provided me health in order to do that. That I might thank you for this wonderful gift that you have done, that we might thank and praise him, serve and obey him, for he has given them and he still preserves it. That is encapsulated in calling him the creator, for we are then the creature. The man who believes this article then says, this is the Lord who gave me these things. The one who says, here, this is a gift of God, my wife. These children are gifts of God. Ah, here, this is what God has provided and given to me. And so this article of the Creed serves to, well, teach us about our God and who we are, but then it serves to show us our sin. It cannot deliver us, simply because we have been created. It does not give us the good news. does not give us the forgiveness of sins. It shows us where how far we have fallen from that which is paradise. For that, we need the second article of the creed. We will get to the second article of the creed with the Friday Ember Day sermon. But this first article does show us already the graciousness of God in creating us and preserving us. And then, even after we have fallen into sin, He still creates and preserves. He is quite gracious in that He provides for both the evil and the good, showers His blessings upon all, even those who reject and who fight against Him. Why does He do this? So that in His goodness, we might know that the Father who created us also did it by means of His Word, that is, through His Son. And it was through Christ that all things were made. Without Him, nothing has been made. And so we see that in Jesus Christ, the One who is not only our Creator, we begin to see the graciousness of the Creator shown through our Savior, Jesus Christ, the One who paid the redemption price so that we might not die eternally. The One who said to the thief on the cross, "Today you will be with me in paradise." The God who created paradise wishes us to be there with Him, and thus He provided for us that we might not die eternally, though we have sinned by stealing from our Creator, pretending to be the Creator, acting as if we made and sustained things when we do not. Our Savior Jesus Christ came that He might take away our sins. Our sin of thinking that all this world was our production and we could do what we wanted with it. And so He came, forgiving us our sins, welcoming us back into fellowship with Him, and inviting us to enjoy, you would say, a new heaven and a new earth that will last eternally. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.